Tafsari Zion, Sif Dalad. Sofik Muchon, Mutabiyam Shayantav Shani, Shum the Havi Svek Sveka. So we said Sofik Muchon is ready, also, something which is Sofik Seder, something which is we're not sure if it was ready to use before Yom Tiv. It had been captured before Yom Tiv, that's called, goes under the umbrella of Sofik Muchon. The problem isn't Seder, you didn't do the Seder, the problem is that it was Muksa. Right, so it's called Sofik Muchon. Sofik Muchon is Osir on the first day Yom Tov, but it's more than the second day Yom Tov. So the Mishnah Bura in Sifkat and Yud, be Yom Tov Sheni. Who be Yom Tov Sheni? Shal Rosh Hashanah is Osir, but this the exception to this rule of Yom Tov Sheni is the second day of Rosh Hashanah. The Shnei Yomim Kiyama Richta, who we deal with the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, is one long day that they all have the. Both have a vale status of Yom Tov.
What status?
Rosh Hashanah. Both have a vale status, not a suffix. Mechem Yom Tov Sheni Hasamach L'Shabbos. The other exception of this would be Yom Tov Sheni. Yom Tov Sheni, which is next to Shabbos. There's no Sveik Sveik. So what's the Sveik Sveik? So we said there's a Sveik Sveik. What is this Sveik Sveik? So the first day Yom Tov was on Shabbos,
Sunday.
And the second day Yom Tov was on Sunday. So why is Sofik Muchon Mutar on the second day Yom Tov? The Havi Sveik Sveik. What's the Sofik? Shem Ein Hayom Yom Tov. First of all, maybe today is not Yom Tov. Right, the second day could be the first day Yom Tov. Really, is the right day, and today's the second day. V'shema nitzad me'asmalu kvar hucha. So the two possibilities that are this camp. You don't know if the animal had been captured before on the first day. Maybe today is Yom Tov. Maybe it's not. But even if it's Yom Tov, maybe this was caught on the day before, which was the first day Yom Tov, which wasn't Yom Tov. Maybe today was Yom Tov. So that was Erev Yom Tov. So that's the two possibilities. What about the din of Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin, which we mentioned before in Zivkot and Zion? Well, Machmirinan Mishum Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin L'Machar Kima Dehu Sveik Sveika Gemura Latera Ein Kan Isser Kla. The din of Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin says even though some of the Zakula means it's a Sofik Yisr, but we're Mekel. So you know what? Don't be Mekel when you have a way to do it with the Heter Gomer. Sveik Sveik is considered an Aloha Heter Gomer. So there's no advantage of waiting Al Sheyesh L'Matirin because you can do it with Heter Gomer. Well, this is also Heter Gomer. It's a Sveik Sveik Gomer. Yesh Cholkim, b'zev asir lo the lidan the Yom Tov Sheni loy metam safeku. Shebikian onu b'kvi adiyarch. So this is a new concept. There's what's the argument over here? Bizman Chazal, that which people kept 2 days Yom Tov because it was a bona fide question. When was Bezin Mekadosh HaKadosh? We don't know. So we have to be Machmer for 2 days. So each day, and those days, each day really was a suffix. Nowadays, the calendar is established, and we have no doubt what the real Yom Tov is. So why do we keep 2 days Yom Tov? So the Mor says, Minigav Sena B'yadena, which it's clear from the Gemara, the Mor understands that Chazau or Masakin, that we need to maintain that minute. Why? Shemar Yachzad over the Kekula, Chazau Shom, we don't know where that will go back, because Chazau or Masakin. So what were Chazau Masakin? Chazal Masakin is something, they're not Masakin, it's not a question anymore that Chazal were definitely Masakin. You have to keep the Yom Tov Sheni. So Yom Tov Sheni is a Vada. One way of saying it. No, or I could argue, Chazal were Masakin that you need to keep doing that which they did before we established the calendar. What did they do then? They kept 2 days because of Sufik. So your Takana Drabana was maintain the Sufik even nowadays. So we deal with it as a Sufik. So that's the Shaila, how to learn the Gemara. So the first opinion over here says it's a suffix. It's not really a suffix, it's a vada. But the takana was to maintain the way they were noyig. They were noyig as a suffix. So we're a masakin, you should maintain this as a suffix. Second opinion says, no, because our masakin, you have to keep this day. So it's not a suffix anymore. It's not a seksvek anymore. Bisman Chazal, the time of the Gemara, the Gemara calls it a seksvek. That's true. Time of the Gemara, it really was a seksvek. Because there was no calendar established. And it really was a suffix. It was a seksvek. Nowadays, there ain't no seksvek anymore. Because that was the takana, was to keep it like this. So now, that's the second opinion, so like that. We know okay, so people are machmer. So the Mishnah's hakhmara is that we should be machmer. Now, take a look at in Sivkot and Shartzin, Sivkot and Chav, and you'll see the list of the names of who said that second opinion that it's a divada, and you'll see why. We're machmer. So he brings it to Rashal.
Where are we saying
what? Shar Tzion, Sivkat and Chof. My Shar Tzion is the third line from the bottom. So it's Rashal, Truma Sadesh, Simonites, Magan of Ram, Taz. Okay, so it's the Marshal and the Truma Sadeshin. It's the Taz and the Magen Avraham. It's the Gro and the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Okay, so they all say that it's a Vaday. So like, it's the Shulchan Aruch on the other side, which is pretty heavyweight, right? So he says in Sivkat and Chaval of Chayyadim, the Chayyadim passes Yishui Machmer. But he brings the Pichadish, says that he goes with the Shulchan Aruch. Therefore, Makam have some Aruba, we'll rely on that opinion. But you can understand the lineup over there of the Machmirim is a pretty heavy lineup.
The Havdil murders row.
What?
Makam.
I wouldn't want to be in the ring against the Taz and Magan of Rom.
It's a very hard logic to say.
It's not a suffix.
I mean, it's based on a calendar. I mean, it's not a suffix. You're doing it because you always did it, but it's, you know, it's not a suffix.
It's
no suffix on the day.
I'm not sure. I understand the argument that it's not a suffix. But I understand the argument that it's not a. Nobody says it's a suffix. What the Shulchan Aruch is saying is it has a halachic status of a suffix. Which means that you're keeping day one as the Yom Tov Vaday. You're keeping day two with the halacha status of if the same way it was Bisman. Your chiyuv is to keep doing what they were doing. What they did was a suffix.
They did it because it was a suffix.
Right.
They didn't do a suffix. They did it because it was a suffix.
Right.
That's why they did it. But when there's no suffix, so normally you would say, okay, the suffix is always have only one day, but we're saying minhag of every day, so we're going to hold 2 days because we have an old minhag to do it that way. That don't make it a suffix; it makes it
But our chiyuv is to maintain the minhag,
and the minhag is not.
The minhag that day bisman chazal a suffix mukhan was mutter. So why am I being more frum than they are? I'm doing more than the minhag of say.
Yeah.
They were noyig bisman chazal suffik muchen on the second day was mut because it was fake swag.
Yeah,
they were noyig a egg which is born on day one can be eaten on day two. Why? Because you have a mamon of shot. If the first day was yomtiv, today's chol, there's always been on the egg once it's chol.
Mm.
If today is yomtiv, means it's born erev yomtiv, so that's vayter mutter.
Mm.
And so the beish and all the bezu is muteris bezu.
Right, right.
That's only because it's a din suffik.
Right.
Right, so they were knowing that egg is mutter. There was many halachas. Let's say the first one forgot to make an eruv. Yom Tov is he wants to make a eruv of chetzeris, and Yom Tov is Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So there's the more we'll talk about later on the idea that you can put down. You can't make an eruv on Yom Tov. But the person could go put the Erev down on Yom Tov Rishon B'tanai and say, if today is Chol, I make a Meiruv B'chazeres now. If it's Yom Tov, so I'm not doing anything. Then tomorrow comes back to the same thing and says, well, if today is Chol, so I'm making a Meiruv B'chazeres. If today is Kodesh, it means I made one yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So there's going to be many halachas where we're going to deal with it as a Sofet.
Right.
Because that's what it was. So all of a sudden I say, nowadays, no, all those, we're going to be more makro than they used to be makro. But you told me, Minigam said, if you didn't know, the Chavim's Tekana was, keep doing what you used to do. And he asked me, no, do more than you used to do, because now it's a lot. Excuse me, that wasn't my Minig. Your Tekana was, keep doing what you used to do. So you used to tell me the Emerald containers I could do in that situation, and the egg I could eat in that situation. Uh-huh. And the Sabbath can I eat that? Now everything's usher. Why should it be usher? Well, you're being more from than used to be. Yeah.
And who passes like that? The Shulchan Aruch.
Shulchan Aruch passes like that. That's
it. Now the way you explain it, now I can hear it.
Right, so that's the Shulchan Aruch argument. So, so what it means, but this whole slew of Achronim are saying is, I hear it's a good point, but it's not a vehicle which Chazal would do.
Right.
Chazal, when they made it to Kana, they made it to Kana. The Kana should have the halachic status of these coolers that they made it as a yomtiv. It's a yomtiv. What do you want them to do? You know, you can't. It's a yomtiv, but this is mutter. That's strange. You know, no. It's not really a yomtiv. It's also a yomtiv. It's a funny tikkun. So that to do it like that. So, but that's really what the Shulchan Aruch is learning. That the tikkun was to be misakin to keep a day b'taras vadi, because as if it was a suffix. You have a vada heave to keep something as if it was a suffix.
If you're going to hold it as a suffix, then there's probably a whole bunch of things that you could do. For these types of things, if today is Yom Tov, then
There's a whole slew.
I bet you if you work hard enough, you could be able to put on tefillin on both of the days. You could say, if today is Yom Tov, then I'm just putting it on. I mean, you know, but if it's really chol, then I'm wearing tefillin. I mean, you could do that with
theoretically.
I would imagine you could do it a whole bunch of things.
Right. So listen, we'll see some of them as they go along because there's Simon later on talks about this
idea.
Like, we'll see it again. So. Fine. Hey. So going back to the beginning of the simon, so we had over here his person wants to take the fish out. Imsocher amasamayim. So person had this an amasamayim is a canal. The reason it was called an amasamayim because the standard size they used to make it was an ama deep and an ama wide. So it was called an ama.
But it could be any length.
Any length, right. In other words, but the way they used to make their canals, it was an irrigation canal.
Yeah.
But it would come off of the river. So there was, it was, the water was the fresh water of the river. The fish would swim in it.
Or a sacher.
Sacher means he dammed it up.
Is there a meeting here at 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock, upstairs.
Upstairs.
Okay.
Right behind you.
Okay, hold up.
Okay. Yisachar amasamayim v'kenisa v'yitziya. Me'er v'yamtav. So he dammed up. So he had in his backyard this canal came through. Came in this end, went out in that end. See, he blocked off both ends. So the water which is in there is not going anywhere.
Uh-huh.
So now it's water in his backyard. So the fish which are in there ain't going anywhere either. So if he closes it off, mayor of yomtiv, so he can take the fish out on yomtiv because. As Mr. Burr said before, the ama is so small, it's an ama deep and an ama wide, so, even though it's long, but it's narrow enough that it's very easy to get
block
the fish.
Like you could block them.
So the Havalikim, the Tzidim of them, we deal with these fish as if they've been captured already. Because when the fish is going through this narrow part, so you're right, it's a long place to go, but it's going to the narrow part, it's there. You just grab it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's considered already that you've caught them. So that's not a problem of the Seder. Hey, B'kenisa b'yitzia. So what do we gain with B'kenisa yitzia? You gain K'neshal yikonsu chadoshim. So the heter is, because they're caught already. Well, as far as I'm concerned, what's caught, what's in my backyard? But if the entrance is still coming in, the new ones weren't caught yet. So after they came in after Yom Tov started, so they weren't caught, so they're muksa.
Right.
No. So that's closed off, and the other end you close because you want to keep them because you want to be able to have them. You know, otherwise they're not caught. Right. The other end is open, so it's not caught yet. So because they could theoretically have been swept out. So this way, you know, everything's in there. It's in there. Mutalikach. The Maisa Schira, Chasher Kemoshi Hizman Dogam Yidu. The act of damming it up and closing it off is equivalent of designating these fish as the fish that you're going to use. Now, in Mutala liver.
What?
For Yantif, you close the floor?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, the canal.
Right.
So Mishnah Berurah pointed out that this only makes sense by the Amo because of the nature of how it's built. But the case of a river, obviously, this wouldn't be relevant. In the case, even the case of the Baver, which we had at the beginning of the Simon, Viter is the same thing because it's wide, and so it's not easy to catch them still. That's the difference between this case and the case before. Okay, if you mutul a liver, if you mash it, tzarech al hatzar ashar l'mayim. So do I have potentially a muksa problem the following way? So it ends up there's, I don't know, let's say 15 fish in my backyard. I only need 5. So I say, listen, I've designated the fish to use. So we touched on this the day before. When in the Tav Sadi Hei, when you designate, what do you need to designate? So we said you need to designate, by the case of the birds, I'm using these group of birds. So I need to designate which one the planet to use. So now, if there's 15 fish, I need all 15, so I designated the 15 by closing off the two ends. But I only need 5. So if I do, 10 of them are not going to be, I have no plans to use them for food. So those 10 are not mukhon. So I have a problem. I didn't really designate which ones are the ones that I planned to use. So I have a problem with muksa still. I haven't finished the hachona process by designating which fish. So that's the address. So totally busy. This is how we look at it. Im b'shosha sachar choshev she'efshar she'itzarach b'yamtev l'chol adogim she'yimot imsa ba'amo. If when he closed it off, he said, you know, I might end up using all the fish. So then, im ken harei huchanu kol adogim, he designated all the fish for usage. Then Meshavah Yochel Ahalas Kamosha Yirtz, he take out as many fish as you want. Veliver HaGadolim HaMushabachim, and pick out the good ones. V'lachzer HaShar L'mayim, and then you then put the other ones back. Okay? Because they're all mucha. Avon Meshosh HaSosam Amas HaMayim HaYadei B'vada Shalom Yitzarach V'yom Tabrak Ezadot. When he closed it off, he says, I don't need as many fish as there are. There's a lot of fish, and I don't need so many fish. Imken Harei L'huchilu Kulam, I haven't designated all of them for usage. Okay, therefore, Ukishabur. So, what are you going to say? We'll say a braver concept.
Mm-hmm.
Right? By the runners, we say braver. But here's my problem. So, I said, listen, okay, I designated 5 of the 15. Which 5? Tomorrow I'll figure out which 5. How do I do that? I'll pick them out. So, oh, that's a big one. That's what I meant. Right? Okay, the other ones I throw back in. But I have a problem. When I took all the fish out,
did you mamish take all the fish out?
Or the fish that I took out, or the amount that I took out, I put some of them back, those that I took out.
I mean, so what did you physically do? I mean, it's in a blocked channel. So you're picking the ones you want, but you're not pulling them all out of the water.
In the case where I pull out a few of them out of the water and I pick the large one and throw the other ones back.
Oh, is that what they're talking about?
That's what's
going on. What happens if you don't? You could see it's clear water.
Yeah, then you have no problem.
Then you have no problem.
Right. The problem is he's going to deal with them. There's a muksa problem. The small fish that I return to the water is nisbar. That wasn't the fish which was mukhan. That fish is muksa. So I'm moving that fish for shalom tzar. It's a muksa fish, which I have no right to move. It's moving muksa for no valid reason. So what are you going to do? So in this situation, you can't pick out and put the other ones back. Whatever you take out, you have to use. Whether it was a good one or not a good one, that you got to use it. You can't return that which you don't shalo yita, which you don't like. You got to take everything as it comes.
What is the igle?
I'm sorry, which word?
Igle.
Igle. It's Listen, Gili is it's clear.
Revealed.
Yeah. So the matter has been revealed that that wasn't the one which was designated.
Right.
Okay, so Ramo said, Machashi Tzora, since it's narrow. Vain Rabach, Bashar Akhrenim, the Bach quote, other Rishon Akhrenim say, Shekostim, who Rechava Yersamina Shisha Tvachim Osir. The example which we gave in the case was Amma Samayim. Well, an Amma is 6 Tvachim wide, which means if it's 7 Tvachim wide, we didn't say they had to. That was the shear the Chazal gave, where they felt that's called a quarter ready. Right? I guess it depends on the fish. You know, if you have a fish with like this big, wide, obviously, you know, 7 Tvachim, but that's not really what you're talking about in your Amma. Amma Samayim, you're talking about smaller fish.
Uh-huh.
So they said it's more, it's us. Okay? Now, Linyan Orcha.
Why did they say that?
The example the Mor gave was it was an Amma Samayim.
Uh-huh.
Amma Samayim is called an Amma because they used to make them an Amma wide and
right.
An Amma deep.
Right.
So Chazal gave an example and it was an Amma wide. So now my thing is an Amma and a half wide. So, sorry, we didn't tell you that was Mutter. We told you an Amma is Mutter. You know, so if it's 7 Tvachim, it's more than 6 Tvachim is an Amma. So it's more than 6 Tvachim wide.
Isn't there a whole bunch of maplikas and how big an amma is? How many tvachim in an amma?
Well,
how many? How big is
the tvachim? See the 5 or 6, but nobody holds more than 6.
Okay, so the 6 maybe the halacha is 5.
Good. So that much will be
made. That much.
Listen, you know, you want to get a kulam, you got a kulam tonight. I told you, you can even rely on 6. In general, the Mor says that this standard shear amma is 6, with some exceptions. But the average usage of an amma means 6. Now, the Indian Orca, how long can it be? So, you know, so what's the halacha with it? So, Mekilin Harvim, many Achrayim said, we don't care how long it is. Filu im Oruka Kama, even it's very long. Kivan Shena Rechava, Mekal Yeshli Tvus Adog. It's like I told you before, that.
Bless you.
Told you before that the argument was, even though it's very long, but at any given point you want to grab the fish, since it's narrow, it's easy to get the fish. So that's called its nitzer. So that's what many achronim say. And that we're not worried about the length. So the Sharatzion does bring an opinion which is not happy with that. He understands the heter is only if it's short. If it's long, so you're right at that moment, but the point was you can't say that the fish is caught because the moment before you get there, it might decide to run over there. So you're not guaranteed, you feel like that you've got to have your fish. So it's not called nitzah, he argues. So if it's short, so it's not wide, it's not long, you got it. It's like your fish tank.
Short is, you're not talking about the whole construction of it, you're talking about where they blocked it off.
Where the area that he blocked off.
Because usually an irrigation ditch could be quite long and naturally, before you block it off.
Well, yeah. Well, you're blocking off the area which is in your
right,
in your property, right? So, my slice of the property might not necessarily be so big, or blocking off part of that in there. Okay, but the mice of most opinions say it's much. Okay, now vafilu ba'ifin amutter. Even the opinion which says that it's mutter, or in a situation everybody agrees that it's mutter. I have a new issue. What am I allowed to use to take it out? So gam kain yeshu kirim shalolut sudden b'mitzuda, you can't use a net or a tzuda, really was like a trap. K'derech shoysin b'chok, the way you do during the weekdays ela b'yad, you have to do it with a shino, you do it with your hands. And that's pasha. The issue of that is because it looks like uta duchal. It's not because there's an issue to rice involved. It's not really. It's not the malach of tzud because it's caught already. But you shouldn't do it in the normal uta duchal in the weekday type of fashion. You should definitely be abide with that opinion, unless it's, you know, it wasn't possible. So you would rely that it's mutter. Now, v'lav davka amasamai. This same halacha is not limited to the case of amasamai. Who are denim hifnisa dogim l'teva maleiv nakovim v'mida b'mai. Nami shaychi kolhani dini. So I have a big area of water, but I have this big box with holes on the side. to let water in and out, and I put the fish inside. Their fish are caught in the box, but they're fresh because they're under the water. So as far as I'm concerned, those fish are caught already. I just open the top of the box and take a fish out when I need it. Okay. V'yesh mishoimer. That the davka bebeber u'b'masamayim shal kaponim adogam hem bekarka mokum chiyusim. The fish are still in the ground. They're in the water. They're in the. That's when mashenken kashem unochem bekli l'shachem u'klal seda. V'fil tzarech l'havi mitzarda ishori. If they're in a, you put them in a kli. Your fish tank. There, that's it. You know, you have control over them. You can let the water out, and it's done. So you're the one who's in control of the situation. So that's not called. It's called that they're caught, and that therefore, I feel tzarech l'havi mitzuda. Even though you don't want to do that, and you have to bring a trap in to catch them, is shori. The most of the should bring some of the Rishon Mazalman in a case where it's just very easy to pour the water out and you caught them. Everybody agrees that that's like nothing to talk about. I was a large one, it wasn't easy necessarily. That wouldn't be necessarily an easy process. So you need to do some type of a trap to get them out. So that's somewhat. Okay. Nira. Shein la'achra b'teva, little b'yada, filim ha'chobar, ateva, yersim ishish, t'vachim harbin. Similar by the case of the Amah, because I'll give us a sheer of easy catching of 6 tefachim wide, and my container is much larger than that. But the fact that it's in a container itself generates a head. Kosach redim the hichlus dogim mibeir mibadoyim lebeir. Tzarech loser samayyadei kli davka. You put them into your well in your backyard. So the well didn't actually have fish in them, but that was where you stored them in the water in the backyard. And the only way to get out is using a bucket or some type of cleat to get them out. Also, the son of Yomtiv, they're not muchot. You still have to do a process of even though you caught them and you're storing them, but you put them back in this deep thing over there. Gamalkim imheim bebor amoik. He says, no, that's there's that if the only way I can catch them is with a kli, a hand won't catch them, so they're not caught. If theoretically I could use my hand, just I have a problem is my hand's not long enough because the water level is low, but the size of the area that they're spread out in is such that really I can put my hand in and catch them. So how do we deal with that? Say, well, you really want them, go down and climb down inside the well, you know, and catch them with your hand. No, that you're not okay to do.
Yeah.
But because theoretically that would be possible. So it means really they're caught. As opposed to if the area is large and my hand won't get them, I need a kli so that they're not caught yet. Okay. So we're pretty much finished with the fish. Now we're going to talk about birds.
I figured if you did the fish, it's time for the birds.
Right, it's time for the birds. We'll talk about we'll talk about animals after that also. So, vav, avozim atanagarlam v'yarnim shababayis. You have avozim are geese, atanagarlam are chickens, yarnim are doves, shababayis, oishabachotzer, ha'imim nachil. And you have them in your possession, and you're planning they've been designated for the purpose that you're going to shech them and eat them. As opposed to what the Mishnah points out, as opposed to if you're keeping them for the purpose of laying eggs. So I don't plan to eat them. I plan to use them to lay eggs. So those are muksa. So the deeds have been designated. You're raising them in order to eventually shaft them and eat them. So there's no muksa problem. So much, and you have them under your control. So mutter l'tzaydon ve'en enshichem zim. So you... there's no problem of sod because they're caught already. There's no problem of you need to designate them beforehand to solve the muktzah problem because they're not muktzah. Okay, tesvot b'shem b'bayis. What's the lord m'shigdelim b'bayis? That you raise them in the house. Lafuke, which he's coming to exclude, if you're raising them for the purpose of laying eggs, so they're osir. Lamando osir muksa b'yamtiv. If muksa is a problem, so that's like muksa. If your muksa is osir yamtiv. Okay. He just bought them and he hasn't decided what he's going to use them for. Mutarim, the stamayo lachila kaim. In general, we assume that the person will plan to eat them. So that's considered. Now that might change. That might be a lacha which would change depending on the nature of
the times.
The times. Yeah. Nowadays, most people buy chickens to lay eggs. You know, which I don't think that's true. But ask Empire, I'll tell you how many chickens are.
Most chickens are not. They don't lay eggs,
right? But if that would be true, and if that, so then that would change. But okay, it says tamal achilukai. So what's the lutzoda? So now, what does it mean? You're allowed to capture them. So the filu b'shusaram, even though they've left the house and right now they're out in public property. Okay, a filu tzarach lahavim mitzud. Even though you have while they're out there. The only way you're going to catch them is by using some type of a trap. Still, it's mutter. Well, now that sounds pretty strange. How is that true? You're doing tzedek. The answer is the kibun, the boy, and the kluba, and the Arab. The nature of them is that they've been trained. They come back every night back to the roost because that's where they get their food, etc. So you don't need to do anything. You just wait, and they're coming back. We got these adam talmud b'bayis, and that's where you feed them. So hooray him kim in the tzudim. So that's it. They're really caught. You know, you don't really need to do a process. Even though right now you want them in the middle of the day, the only way you're gonna get them is by trapping them with a trap, but that's not considered sin. Now we'll call the im shatovsin say the shacht. And the reason why you're doing this is for the purpose of shechting them to eat them. Itir mishum simple yamtiv. So we said for the purpose of simple yamtiv. To have your nice fresh chicken for Yom Tov, so that's mut. Holav hachi also the kama pesti. But if there's no reason why you're doing it, then you don't have a right to grab them. Kamashuhu b'daitam le'elbasim mishin tazayin sif yudbeis ba'ako. So even though I'm telling you they're considered nitzur already. But means at a derisa level they're considered nitzin and it's not considered say to do that. But obviously, you would all understand that Mirabana Chazal said, I just saw this guy take a trap and catch a bird. He was running out of the birds running away all over the place and he used a trap and caught them. No, it's not say to. Right. You know, and when he shakes it, it's not called shkit either, right? Right? So, you know, you're not going to believe. What does that mean? Tarets of people perceive it as say. So Chazal Aser, for the purpose of Simchas Yom Tov, they didn't answer because Mikra didn't mean to rise. That's what the Takanot say. But on the Rabbanon level, obviously, this
because he comes back.
Because he comes back. But on the Rabbanon level, we're not going to permit it unless there's some valid reason. Let's hold it here. I think is that clock correct?
3:52 minutes.
Yes, let's hold it here. Okay. So we're holding Milah over here. Sifkat and Yitzchak.
See, in those days, they gave the heter of shechita on livestock because I assume because they didn't have refrigeration. So basically, you want the fresh meat. The only way to get it is to shecht it on yantiv.
Right. So nowadays,
because
we still say there's a difference between freshly shechted meat and not.
Yeah.
You can still tell the difference.
You can.
I don't know.
I wouldn't know.